Ashwin Kiran was visiting Juneau in February when he noticed something was missing from the local entertainment scene. A few weeks later, we brought him into the studio to chat.
My name is Ashwin Kiran, and my question is, why are there no strip clubs in Juneau?
Yeah, so
his curious Juneau question came to him on the eve of Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, one of my traditions is my buddies and I, at least in Indianapolis, went and watched the Super Bowl at strip clubs only because it was the only place that we could sit down and actually focus on watching the game where there wouldn't be any other people.
Were the strippers stripping while the game was going on? I had to ask.
Most of the time they came over and watched with us because we were the only ones there. It wasn't like we were paying for dance and watching the Super Bowl at the same time.
What was your life before you met me, Ashwin?
Well, I was watching Super Bowls at strip clubs.
Yeah,
so.
It's
been a trade-off.
So yeah, Ashwin and I know each other. We've actually been dating for 2 years, and I played a supporting role in his curious Juneau question, trying to figure out what people do here and checking out all the bars. And so I was joking, like, as an homage to your days as a single man, that we could go watch at a strip club, and then we couldn't find a strip club. We took some time to speculate, drum up leads, and of course, do a Google search.
Juneau strip club.
Nothing. At least, nothing that would give us a straight answer.
What's a theory that you have?
I think there could be something in statute that prohibits strip clubs. I called the State Department of Labor and asked them to explain any and all regulations around strip clubs in the state of Alaska. Turns out, there aren't any. They said it's a local issue. So I marched over to City Hall to get the real story. They sent me to the clerk's office, who sent me to the permitting office.
The elevator.
Great, thank you.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you? I'm Caroline.
I'm Allison.
Allison Eddins is a city planner. She didn't have an immediate answer, but said she would get back to me.
Hi, Caroline. This is Allison from the Juneau Planning Department. I was just getting back with you about the very interesting question about why Juneau does not have strip clubs. Legally, the city is not allowed to restrict strip clubs. We can dictate where they go, but the city can't say no adult entertainment. So that's certainly not the reason. And it turns out that Juneau does have a sometimes strip club, which is at the Viking Bar downtown. Anyway, good question.
I went to the Viking on a Saturday around 11:30 at night.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the beautiful girls. And we're going to pick it up a little bit.
The place hadn't transformed into a full-blown strip club, but rather a club with some strippers. One of those strippers was Rachel Bird, who goes by Lucy when she's on stage.
I've been bringing dancers here for a little bit, so, yeah.
She runs a company that brings strip shows to the Viking and a few other bars.
How many times a year do you bring people up, and how many times a year do you dance here in Juneau?
It depends. You know, I think it's roughly once every few months or so. A few times they've come down from Anchorage, and other places they've come from is Texas and California, Colorado.
Rachel is quite a history buff. In fact, her interest in adult entertainment stems in part from reading about the history of sex work in Alaska. Everything from burlesque to prostitution.
I spent like the last, you know, day and a half doing archival searches on interesting historical factors that probably gave Juneau its leaning to where it is now. Not to seem like a super nerd, but I'll grab my list out here. There's temperance, of course.
Temperance, or the banning of alcohol, and the criminalization of prostitution were part of the early progressive movement, a widespread effort to reform society that lasted from the 1890s to the 1920s in most parts of the country. But prostitution didn't go down without a fight in Juneau.
There's that red light district in the 1955, 1956 era where something happened downtown Juneau.
While other states outlawed prostitution in the early 1900s, it remained legal in Alaska until the mid-50s. In 1954, the U.S. government ordered it to stop. The string of brothels on South Franklin Street, known as The Line, closed down.
But the industry continued for 2 years until scandal erupted.
Public officials had been quietly condoning prostitution due to the immense political power of saloon and brothel owners. Now, we're not historians, and stripping is not the same as prostitution. But Rachel and I agreed. This not-so-distant history has probably shaped Juno's attitudes towards strip clubs to some degree.
It's possible that they slowed the growth of it, is what I would say probably best fits.
So if you had to, like, give an explanation, would you have one of why you think there aren't any strip clubs right now in Juno?
I think there's a possibility that business owners are scared to have that association because it seems like there's some possibility they could have negative reception for that
community.
Mm-hmm.
This was something I heard from others as well. I spoke with the owner of the Viking, as well as a few other bar owners downtown. None wanted to go on the record, but they all hinted at the same thing. They thought that doing it out in the open would draw criticism and possibly damage their reputations. They also said the social backlash could result in regulations. The industry enjoys some of the most lenient rules in the country right now. It wasn't just them. Almost every person I spoke with for this story hinted at the social consequences in one way or another. So it's possible that the brand of progressivism that led to Juno's reform is still alive and well today. But apparently, so is the spirit of Juno's red light district. In Juno, I'm Caroline Halter.